Technical Media Group. May Almighty God bless them. We've heard a lot from them again. And they have been so wonderful. We are always calling, but we are friends. Anytime I come here and I have to speak a word, put my mic peak, I get angry with them. Because preaching is like a bottled coke. That's how a preacher's spirit works. It's like a bottled coke. When you open a bottle coke, what happened? The gas want to come out. So when you misbehave at the early stage of a preaching, you may end that man's spirit that day. I mean, I prefer that my mic start working while I'm there on the seat. Glory be to God. Come, please put our hands again together for them. They are doing a lot for us. My prayer that God will bless them. God will keep them. I'll be speaking on a topic I call developing an excellent spirit. Excellent spirit is developed. It's never a gift. It's not part of the gift of the spirit. It takes two forces to develop it. The spiritual force, which I will teach you, and then the natural or the physical force, which is dependent only on you and your decisions or determination. And anybody, any child of God, can cultivate or develop an excellent spirit in every area of his life. And for me, when I see a fellow who operates by this spirit, I know. It's not dependent on God alone. Never. Don't think so. You had those who wanted to go and who are doing rubbish. Somebody sew a cloth for 10-year-old, for an adult. He not take measurement. But what the name of the shop of the fashion complex? Heavenly, I be Almighty God. Are we waiting? And that one is Mighty God, shoemaker, be shoe industry. But cannot produce shoe. The other one is what? Oh, it's not name. I remember my late father of blessed memory. About there with me. Divine tailor. What did he call for me? Can you remember his tailor that so suit for him that I cannot wear? Huh? Covenant tailor. It's not the name you bear. If you like, go and write all the scripture in the Bible to make your name. That's not. Excellent spirit does not operate by that. Does not totally depend on God. It's 50-50. There's a spiritual aspect of it, and also there's a physical or the natural aspect of it. I take my text from Daniel 6 and verse 3. Developing an excellent spirit. Daniel 6 verse 3. Then this Daniel, mark this word, this Daniel. There is no one that carry an excellent spirit that's not outstanding. That is not different from others. You can't carry an excellent spirit and not be different. In the way you operate your work, in the way you conduct your affair of your life, you will always be different. This Daniel is not like any other Daniel. This one. Bible makes reference to him as one, a man, a Daniel that dreamed from a million Daniels. Then this Daniel, this one we're talking about, now this one, oh, let's hear what they say about him. He said, was preferred above the president and the princes because an excellent spirit was found in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm, make me leaders above everybody. You cannot carry this spirit and don't be different. You'll be outstanding. We have church workers in several departments here. Those who possess this spirit in each of the departments, you find that they're different. Anybody can clean the floor. But can I tell you, when a man, a woman, a boy, a girl who possess this spirit clean the floor, they'll be different. There are people who want to take attempt to repair, and they form in the process they cause damage. You have seen that before? They want to help you clean something, they destroy it. They help you carry something. As they are carrying it, they hit the wall, it didn't break. They are not diligent. An excellent spirit, a carrier of this spirit, if you arrange a shop, a provision shop, and you enter, you will see difference. It's not how much the shop worth, but the neatness, the arrangement. It will be done in perfection. What do I call it? Imperfection. Not anything anybody is doing. Do it well. We have lost so much money in the church while we are constructing. When we just come and say, oh, guys, okay, I said, no, pull it down. I'm the owner of the cement. I'm the owner of the material. And I'm the one who is going to pay you. Pull it down because it's not a good job. Let us start again. You earn your money, no problem. That is somebody who is thorough, who have a taste for perfection. Not just do it anyhow. Don't do it anyhow and just go say, ah, the people are finished. Alaji Nagama. Alaji Nagama is the opposite of excellent spirit. Alaji, so. He can't now hit the wall. Bugger! He say, yeah, sir. Why did you say, yeah, sir? After you are chopped. There are people who live their life in this context or in this way. An excellent spirit. If you have a wife who has an excellent spirit and she makes soup for you, you will like yourself. If you have a wife who has a terrible spirit, because the opposite of excellence is terrible and poor, if you make soup for you, your life will become short every day. You are dying every day, small. Can we define excellent spirit? What is excellent spirit? I define here in my own words. An excellent spirit means possessing an extraordinary, outstanding, and uncommon character. Possessing, you are not producing, you are possessing it. It's part of it, it's your nature now. It has become part of your life. When nobody is watching you, you are still committed to doing things right. That's a person with an excellent spirit. But you are afraid, if I do this, they will catch me. If I do this, they will catch me. You don't have an excellent spirit. You are also setting a high standard for yourself. It's not the departmental standard. For example, in sanitation, in ushering, in surveillance, can people standing around like this and doing their work? It's not the standard set by your department. But even you yourself, based on requirement of your department, you are setting for yourself a standard that is higher. Glory be to God. Let's look at the characteristics of persons with excellent spirit. What do you see in a man? You say, this girl, this man, this boy, this madam. He has what? An excellent spirit. Number one, you will see faithfulness. Faithfulness and integrity. So a person with an excellent spirit is very steadfast. He refused to compromise. She refused to compromise values. His or her values will never be compromised. That's the power of faithfulness and integrity. You have a standard. You have a principle of life. Nothing makes you to compromise it. If you are stealing because you have a need, because you don't have an excellent spirit, you have a terrible spirit. Each time you compromise your principle and your values, it just shows that you don't have an excellent spirit. You have a very poor, weak spirit. If any pressure of life, any challenge of life, make you to change your language, it's because you don't have an excellent spirit. There are people who change their language at the point of trouble because they have a need in their life. They compromise their values. They compromise their standards. So if as a lady you sleep with a man to get money, to solve your need, immediate need. You sleep with a lecturer to get a good mark. As a young man, you are paying lecturer with money so that they can pass you. Where is the excellent spirit in you? You don't have it. You don't have it. Faithfulness and integrity. That word integrity, circle it in your writing. Many are faithful in all they are doing, but they don't have integrity, number one, nothing. So they can easily compromise their values and their principles. You will see, Father, that person will be committed to God and her principle or his principle. It's not just commitment to God. You must also be committed to what you believe is right. That's our principle. Like Daniel. Daniel continued to pray. That's faithfulness. He continued to pray. Even after a law has gone ahead that say anybody that pray here will die. He knows it. But because that is his way of life, his principle, his values, what will stop me from serving my God? Daniel 6, verse 7, by 10, and verse 11. The detail is there. Verse 7, the decree was passed. He was aware of the decree. That if you pray here again in this nation, you will be thrown into the dens of lions. He was aware of it. But verse 10, he went to pray. He went to pray. He had a value. That's faithfulness. Are you faithful? Is something threatening to reduce your service, your commitment to God, and your commitment to your principles, to your values? What you know is right. Why should a Christian be marrying a Muslim? Why should Christian girl be going after Muslim men for money? Because you have no value. You are not committed to any value, to any respect for your own life, even for your body. You are carrying a terrible spirit. You are carrying a very poor spirit. These two words are the opposite of excellence. Number two, signs of excellence in a man. Diligence and attention to details. Diligence and attention to details. Anything you are doing, all church workers in the church, please listen very well. Today is a very good opportunity for us to do under workers' training. Anything you are doing and there's no commitment to details, do it well. You are hardworking, but there's no detail. I've seen very hard-working people, but they don't do things to detail. They are not thorough. That's what I mean. They are not thorough in what they are doing, but they are sweating. They are exerting energy. But when you come out and come and check their work, you just condemn everything. There's no commitment to details. One of the serious things an engineer must do is commitment to drawings, the details of the drawings. Means for everything there, even when he doubts it, he must also consult others for safety reasons. You do a beam and the beam is like snake as a carpenter. You do a formwork and when you see it, you say, why is your pillar doing like this? Because this spirit is associated with being thorough in your workings. Being organized. What do I call it? Organized and detail-oriented. You are detail-oriented. This is what brings perfection. When a man operates like, not many people can work with me. My wife has said many times, see, my husband is a perfectionist. It's true. One thing you cannot do for me is that you can't do what you like that is not thorough and detailed and expect me to accept it. I don't care how much I lose. But I want it perfect done. Perfectly done. And excellent spirit. Or you are doing work, people will come to your side and give you cheaper options. Cheaper options to rob your clients. You can't try that with me. Do it to details. If you come and say, please help me do this work. The first thing I will tell you, you want to do good work or just do something and finish. When you say, I don't get money, or may I just do something? I tell you, look for somebody else. And they do work when they chop money. You must spend money. And you spend money very well and plenty, but you get results. It's for tomorrow. Every building is built for the future, not for now. To when you see a man who carries an excellent spirit, he'll be diligent. He will also be committed to details. He'll be thorough in what he's doing. Number three. Even when no one is watching him, he's still committed to details. Number three. Excellence over shortcut. He will never look for the shortcut to cut or cut corners. So when you see a man that is coming, that carries this spirit of excellence, an excellent spirit, he'll be willing to put in necessary effort and sacrifices to do things correctly. Doing things correctly. Not shortcut. Even when the shortcut is available, but he's not going to give me a perfect result. He will not go through that shortcut. We are coming this morning, my mother was telling me that there's a man in that, when they were in school, in the medical school, and they are said their final year, 6 years, and the man will cook rice, cook all the food, wash plate in 10 minutes. He said if he's to cook, do that same food, it will take him more than 1 hour. He said you are eating the food, you'll be cracking fresh Maggi that did not dissolve. Garu garu. Who know garu garu here? Let me say, if you know garu garu. Garu garu. Oh, plenty choir. They go school where? They go school where? Come on, a campus is in end. Now you plenty. Your brain now, there's nothing to do. There's nothing. No, shortcut. Shortcut. They are born right. You never do. You're not fresh, so. With the water, you remove them from fire because you want to eat. And you are drinking tea and you are eating rice. Shortcut. Number four. Striving for high standards. There is a standard that has been created by your department, but you are striving to raise the bar. To do it more or better. Don't just say this has been told the same way they do them now. Where is your innovation? A carrier of an excellent spirit will consistently set the highest standard for himself, not set by anybody. Himself set it. We set standard for ourselves in this church. Can I tell you? An excellent spirit at work in this place. We didn't have plenty money. Not that we have plenty money. Or somebody promised us money to give us plenty money. Nobody. When we say that, we can change our plastic chairs to what we are using now. We didn't have, there was no saving anywhere. We can change this thing. What can we do? People can start sitting comfortably, even for hours, without getting wet, because of heat and a sweat. So let's get something more comfortable. That's how we're able to put this together in our head and God provided it. It's an excellent spirit. Yeah. Nobody touch it, come. I see went to one church the other day, they are using bench. Bench that has no back. You can't relax. The one they put in front of your house for goat to lie or to lie on top in the night. I look at the church, the whole of the church. Only the pastor can relax his back. Anybody who make an attempt to relax, now grind they go. Ah, hallelujah. And next spirit is here. You can't walk with us. I don't have it. It's not possible. We'll send you away. We can't even walk together. Because now everybody will fight. And the fight, you'll be tired of the fight. You don't leave us alone. And if you really want to do well on earth, you need to operate by this excellent spirit. Because you'll be outstanding. You'll be different from others. That's why they believe that somebody is somewhere giving us money to do what we are doing. They don't know that it's an excellent spirit that's working here. And when there's a desire, God sponsors it. When there's a dream, God paid for the dream to come to pass. Everything must be done thoroughly. It's not by how much you have. I tell people, if you have two clothes, you can still appear neat every day outside. Just two clothes. Because I've been that shoe before. So you wash overnight to wear tomorrow morning. Instead of smelling. See, so what time I get away, two clothes I get. Wash it. Before you wake up in the morning, it don't dry. Iron it and put on and go your way. Men will still respect you. So you always take an extra mile to do things right and do it well. And set a very high standard for yourself. There are people who cannot follow rules. To say this is how our department will operate, they will cut it. They will glue for one way or the other not to do it that way. It's because they carry terrible spirits. And there are people you keep telling, this is how to sweep, this is how to sing, this is how to do this thing, hold this cable this way. Tomorrow you call them, they will do it and that way again. As if their brain is dead. Because they are not committed to excellence. And such people, they are hardly honored by their boss, by their organizations. So the Holy Spirit, when allowed to be active and operational in your life, He is the master of excellence. That is the spiritual aspect of it. It's a spirit of excellence and perfection. But he must first be active in your body, in your spirit, in your heart. And this goes beyond speaking in tongues. Oh, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm speaking. You can be speaking and yet you carry a terrible spirit, but you are speaking in tongues. He must first be allowed, because he won't tell you, still. He won't tell you, cut corners. He won't tell you, cheat this person. Cheat your department. They are Christian in church. You cannot send them to go and buy you ordinary broom. If they buy broom for you, if they buy six, they can meet the six together and divide by 10. And so when they come, they give you what? 10 brooms. How many they buy? They are praying with fire. Naughty place like integrity, honesty, sincerity. So when you allow him to function very well in your life as a believer, as a child of God, who has given his or her life to Christ, and who is baptized with the Holy Spirit with initial evidence of what? Of speaking in tongues. He will produce all these characteristics in your life if you allow him. In 5 minutes, let me tell you how to develop an excellent spirit. I've told you that this excellent spirit, development of it, is both spiritual and physical. And physical discipline. Such as we can see in the life of our brother, Brother Daniel. Number one, new birth. You must be born again first. Let's move. I have just 2 minutes or less to finish this one and leave this place. Number two, Holy Spirit filling. You must have the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the initial evidence of speaking in tongues. If you want to develop, this is how to develop it. This is how to enter into it. Number three, you must have the word, meditate on the word, and be a very prayerful person. These three ingredients will register you for something else in life that is glorious. The word in your heart, driving the word through meditation into your spirit man, and then be committed to prayer. Don't be lazy in the place of prayer. Daniel used prayer. And the last one is discipline. What do I call it? Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. But Daniel proposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the king's, with a portion of the king's meat. Discipline. You can't fast because you lack discipline. You like food too much. You can't somebody's money and take your eye from it. It's because you lack discipline. Money cannot enter your hand and somebody else asks for help from you. Whatever enter cannot come out except it come out on yourself. It's because you lack discipline. You are not giving to God because you lack discipline. Love of money is a sign of discipline, of indiscipline. There's nothing you cannot do once money is involved. You will do it. It's because you are not self-disciplined. And can I tell you, you will never have access, no matter how holy you claim to be, access to the spirit of excellence. This is the physical part of it. That only you must do it. God won't do it for you. He can give you the Holy Ghost. He can get you saved. You come to him and say, Lord, please save me. Oh, no problem. You can read the word, he can give you understanding. You can pray, can answer your prayer. Can I tell you, if discipline is removed, you will never have access. Because discipline also helps you to be patient. Wait on him. If you make a commitment to God in the morning and by afternoon, you are changing your language. Oh. You are not disciplined. If you can't suffer hunger, tell us about hunger. Let me use my body to get the money. Anyhow it is, at least I make my... Look, you can't go far in life. You will always... That devil will always keep you there. You keep doing it till you die. To destroy you completely. Discipline. The key to navigating life challenges is what? Discipline. You think it's prayer? It's not. It takes discipline for you to pray. To sit down with the word of God is discipline. Because there are too many things asking for your time, your attention. But you put them aside to stay with the word is because you are disciplined. To stand before God to pray. When things are asking for your attention, for your time, you say, no, this time is for prayer. Let me pray. It's because you are disciplined. I can tell you, one of the major problems of Christians is indiscipline. We are suffering today because we are not disciplined. Navigating through life challenges is by discipline. So self-discipline is key. It's key to developing an excellent spirit that will finally make you outstanding in this life. I pray that God Almighty will help you in the name of Jesus. Come, please rise up.